Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Well, happy Friday, everybody. We are gearing up for prep football coming up 7 o'clock. Big playoff weekend going on. Going to be getting all those score updates from all our wonderful reporters out there with Ian Ozan, Alan Waddell, and, of course, Coach Lou Valdin bringing you the action. That'll start 7 o'clock. Also starting 7 o'clock, the AAC Championship game, Tulane Green Wave playing at the Army Black Knights. Looking forward to this matchup. The Tulane Green Wave, a 5-point road favorite in this matchup, should be a good one. Unfortunately, we know that they won't be heading to the playoff. Was a hell of a season, though, under John Sumrall year one.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Sumrall's the man. Like, Mike and I have talked to him every Tuesday during Tulane Tuesday.
Definitely a guy you want to grab a beer with.
He's so cool, but he's also a fantastic coach. And I knew that coming in. Like, it was a home run hire, like, because of what he accomplished at Troy. I follow the Sun Belt because I'm a Cajun grad, so I follow UL's playing Marshall this upcoming weekend.
So you got that tomorrow, right?
Yeah, it's going to be fun, man. But, you know, his success at Troy, you knew he was a good head coach. And then he comes into Tulane, and he just rolls the AAC until the final slip-up at Memphis, or against Memphis at Yulman Stadium on Thanksgiving night. Had they won that game in Coach Summerall's first year, they would have been hosting the AAC championship game. Instead, they're heading up to West Point and facing Army, who went 8-0 in the AAC this year. Army's a good team, though, Steve. Like, they're 5-point favorites on the road, and I think a lot of that is because Vegas knows what Tulane did to Navy at Navy,
right,
in Annapolis when they won 35-0. But I think Army's a little bit better than Navy this year. I know that they were both in the top 25 at one point, but they're a little bit different as well. And Coach Summerall, when we were talking with him this past week, he kind of gave a breakdown of, you know, both the Army offense and also their defense. You know, I brought it up with him, Steve, when we were talking. There was this one drive I remember seeing from Army. I think they were playing like North Texas or something. Might have to go double check that. But Army went on a 23-ish play, 90-something yard drive that took like 13 minutes off the clock.
Just grinded it out.
How do you defend that? And if you're a defense, you realize how demoralizing that, and not even just the defense, the team, how demoralizing that is to a team. Like, Army can do that to you if you're not, you know, playing your top game. Now, Tulane's defense has been excellent. I feel like the game against Memphis was a little bit of a mirage because you've seen it so consistent over the last month outside of that Memphis game. And Coach Summerall, when we were previewing that Memphis matchup, he talked about the type of athletes that Memphis features. It's a bunch of transfers from, you know, the SEC and the power conferences that made it to Memphis, and they're excellent players. And Tulane kind of struggled against the athletes of Memphis, but that's not the type of offense that you'll see from Army. So I think Tulane's better suited for this matchup than they were last week against, you know, Memphis on Thanksgiving night in Yeoman Stadium.
You mentioned that you and Mike Dettillier speaking with head coach John Summerall this week. Here's what you and Mike had to say with Summerall earlier this week.
Coach, you talk about a 180. You played Memphis Thursday, now you play Army. Offensively, it looks a little different, what Army does and what Memphis does best. And you have a little bit more time to prepare for Army, and you kind of know what you're going to get. But you don't see teams that use that scheme that often. Now, Navy has somewhat similar characteristics. I think they threw the football a little bit more this year because of Ryan Horvath. I think that's why they threw it more, to be honest with you. But it's a unique offense to go up against when you go up against Army.
Very unique. You know, they're back. We coached against them last year at Troy. We played them in 22 and in 23. They're running more of the stuff they ran in 22, which is more of the under center three back option stuff. They ran some shotgun here and there in 22, but and they're running some now, but they're really running more under center conventional triple. And last year they didn't run as much of it, but the quarterback is a different type player. You talked about the Horvath kid at Navy. He's a little bit, you know, thinner, more of a maybe receiver body type, if you will. That threw the ball well. This kid at Army, man, he's a freaking, he's a tough physical dude. He's built like a linebacker. I mean, he's 220 pounds, probably 215 pounds, yoked up, rocked up looking dude, throws it good. But man, he is a battering ram of a runner. It's almost like having Mekhi Hughes back there running the ball that throws it pretty good too, you know, and so, a tremendous challenge with what they do schematically, but also who's doing it. They're really a good football team.
Coach, Army 10-1 record, and we talked about their offense, but their defense, I want to get your thoughts on that. Obviously, when you're an Army team that can control the ball a lot, I remember I saw, like, there was one drive they had in a game where it was like 23 plays, 97 yards, yeah. 13 minutes off the clock. It's just, what do you even do at that point? That's so demoralizing to an opposing defense. So they obviously control the clock, and that's how they play, but their defense all season long, outside of that Notre Dame game where they gave up 49 to Notre Dame, who's obviously in the playoff conversation right now, allowing 11.7 points per game this season. They have just as many games given up less than 10 points as they do given double-digit points. So I want to get your thoughts on the Army defense as well and what you see from them.
Man, they're stingy. They do a great job. Nate Woody's their defensive coordinator. Him and our defensive coordinator, Greg Gasparato, worked together. Gas was the co-DC at Army for Woody back in 2020. And so, man, they play really sound, fundamental football. The kids play hard, man. Got a lot of respect for how they play. And the way they play offense is complimentary to helping your defense a little bit, too. But it's a good football team, man. The way they play, they're really, really good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
fundamentally sound defense, Steve. I mean, once again, the 11.7 points per game that I mentioned outside of that game against Notre Dame, that matched with a ball control offense, it's tough. Like, you got to be able to stop them. And I think early down success is going to be super important in this game, being able to slow down Army and kind of forcing them into those third and sevens, third and eights, you know, even like a third and six, right, where it's not as favorable for a team that runs a more traditional style triple option offense like Coach Summerall was mentioning. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun matchup. Tulane, 5-point favorites in West Point. But we also had someone on the text line, Steve, texting and saying it's forecast to be 26 degrees at kickoff for the AAC championship.
Yeah, you think it's cold here.
Yeah, no, it is kind of cold here, but definitely not cold as it is in West Point, that's for sure.
What's you bring it up, obviously, with the time of possession. Army ranked first, and Tulane's tied for fourth in the nation. Pretty impressive.
They both run the ball.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Mekhi Hughes has been great this year. Once again, just like I said, that their defensive performance against Memphis kind of felt like a mirage. Mekhi Hughes' performance felt like an outlier in that game against Memphis. He's been so good and so consistent all season long. He's been a bell cow back, as Coach Summerall has called him multiple times. He's going to have a nice bounce-back performance. And the same thing with Tulane. Their offense wants to be a run-heavy, kind of take explosive plays in the passing attack with Darian Mensa. That's what you want to see from them tonight. And I think if they can run effectively, you know, not necessarily allow Army to go on those ridiculous drives. Kellen, I think you got in my ear and told me it was a 21-play drive. It was 21 plays.
Yep.
Like 94 yards, was it?
So 94 yards, 21 plays, 13 minutes and 54. So 13 is not 14 minutes.
Yeah, basically an entire quarter off the clock in one drive. So, you know, Army's defense kind of thrives off of what their offense can do. So it's really up to Tulane's defense to be able to get them into those third and long situations where they aren't as comfortable, and then for Tulane's offense to get the run game going and set up the explosive passing game that they like so much.
I'm definitely interested to see some of the AAC offensive player in the year in Bryson Daly. Really haven't caught many Army games, but this kid's obviously a beast, especially running the football.
It's like he said, man, he's built like a linebacker. So it's going to be tough to tackle him, but you got to be able to wrap up.
Going to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. You can chime in too, 504-260-1870. We got James in Metairie on the line. What you got for us today, James? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine, brother. Listen, I would take Jersey all day than Goma Powell. I mean, I don't even understand why how that even happened. So with that, the real problem lies in not just who's going to be the coach, but think about our last few drafts. Our best players have been free agent pickups. Taysom Hill, and I would, you guys may disagree with me, but I think Shaheed is more of a money player, especially for what we gave up to get him, which is nothing. Then the soft guy, that's, I shouldn't say that because he's got head injuries and stuff, but, you know, the wide receiver, I would take Shaheed over the wide receiver that's injured. They're both injured, but you know what I'm talking about, the Ohio State guy. Yeah, so as long as Loomis is, and I understand, you know, you guys are gonna tell me that he can't get moved out his spot or whatever, but maybe they'll offer him a cush position somewhere else and get some real draft guys, because our drafts suck. I mean, luckily we're in a soft division. I mean, the rest will be worse than it is right now.
The Saints definitely have to do something about getting that influx of young talent in, that's for sure. There's been a lot of these drafts early on. Your draft picks really haven't panned out. Hopefully, a guy like this year, and Taliese Fuaga has shown a lot of bright spots. And even Trevor Penning, I'm not saying he's this all-pro or even a pro bowler right now, but he's definitely made steps in the right direction. But I understand where he's coming from here with way too many misses early on.
So I have to text Mike and confirm this number. I think he said he's got like 20, anywhere from 20 to 22 first-round grades for this upcoming draft. And where the Saints currently are right now, like, you know, 4-8, they're playing the Giants, so it should be 5-8 because the Giants are a complete mess. If you look at their schedule, it's not out of the question for them to finish, you know, around 7-10, maybe even upwards of 8-9 if they can pull off an upset against either Green Bay or Washington. Otherwise, if they drop, you know, one of these games to Tampa or Vegas and it kind of falls apart a little bit here down the stretch, you could be picking in the top 10. And so we'll see what they can do with this upcoming draft. But that's what I think Mike had said, was it's about 20 to 22, I think, first-round grades that he has in this upcoming draft. It's not the best first round. It's not the most explosive first round. Obviously, it's not a quarterback-heavy first round. You're going to have, like, the top two guys, and maybe that's it in the first round, Steve. as far as, you know, obviously Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward, but who else are you spending a first-round quarterback or pick on a quarterback?
You know how things go, though. They end up, you know, someone will end up jumping up boards.
Yeah, probably so. But as far as, you know, other positions, it's pretty decent on the lines. It's an interesting draft to look ahead to. But yeah, I agree, James. You got to start hitting on some picks and refreshing this roster with some young talent.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.